Welcome to Free Marijuana Podcast. I'm here in the studio with Scott Merrill, who is the Director of Retail Operations at Headquarters Cannabis. That's a lot. That's a handful of title there, Scott.
Yeah. It's a new one we just started doing as we've kind of been growing. We just had a new need for a different kind of position, so that's kind of where I fell into that.
So does that mean, you know, in layman's terms, everything is your headache?
Yeah, more or less. It's the whole operation outside of the grow, which is managed by someone else, but the whole retail side of it.
So
is
staff, POS system.
Yep, human resources, scheduling, ordering, bookkeeping. And we kind of split up with our management staff different roles. I mostly do bookkeeping, so I do a lot of the financials and sales analysis for us as well, and then oversee some of the other kind of day-to-day, such as the human resources and
Or if the
ordering.
Place floods, it's your headache.
Yep. Yeah, well, I am the owners, but yeah.
Right, if there's a robbery, it's your headache.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, you signed up. Why did you sign up for this? Where did you come from before this industry?
So I've actually moved around a lot, both professionally and in my life. Professionally, I was an umpire for a little bit. I built houses. I wrote for a business publication. So I've always just liked doing kind of the new thing and trying something out, and marijuana was about as new as it gets.
Yeah. So from umpire to referee, basically.
Exactly.
Where you've gone.
Yep,
that's really what's happened here.
Yeah.
So I understand you're opening a new location.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just a plug and play? Do you just take what you know in one location and just export it?
So not quite so far. It's been a couple years that we've kind of been going through the licensing process. It's up in Fort Collins, which is a very regulated market as far as the number of licenses they allowed. They initially had some licenses, they issued it, then they put a moratorium saying they weren't going to do any more.
Right,
and then when recreational passed, yeah, then they allowed only the medical licenses that currently existed to flip. So it's a very kind of controlled, limited market. So we've been trying to get our licenses all set up there, and then
and hopefully there's a moving target there with licenses. Right?
Yeah,
they kind of change the rules on you once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Especially a new market like Fort Collins, where they're still figuring it out as they go too. It's a lot of like kind of give and take between the government and the industry. So as they're figuring that out, we're doing that along with them, and then hopefully once the operation's ready, we'll just kind of plug and play and get some of our staff there, hire some new staff,
right,
and kind of
right.
keep the culture alive.
But you're working with the government on figuring out what to do about that landscape.
Yeah,
It's
and
not
they've
so
been
much adversarial.
Definitely. It's very cooperative, especially recently the Marijuana Enforcement Division, the regulatory agency, has been doing a lot of workshops on different tax issues and different regulatory issues and trying to get feedback. So they've been good with that, and they really want it to succeed as well on a kind of statewide level. And then, of course, the cities add their own level of jurisdiction and laws. So
you're, for lack of a better term, 50% politician. I'm assuming you're meeting with councils and city people and planners.
We have
partnerships.
Yeah, we partner with representatives. I don't personally do that. I'm kind of more the store itself in that. The owners themselves are the ones who do more of the kind of go into bat for the industry, and they go to the events and speak on our behalf. And then I'm kind of there to cover the store in the meantime.
Good. Well, on our next episode, I want to talk to you about the moving target of compliance.
Yeah.